All right, we're back now with Winthrop High School boys hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And, Coach, welcome back. Congratulations on another win. And I want to get to this game right away. A rather interesting game against Danvers. how do you explain this one?
Well, I mean, Danvers is always, we always play, you know, tough games, no matter where it is. For some reason, there's three or four teams like Gloucester and Marblehead, and, you know, we always seem to bring the best and worst out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew it was going to be a dogfight right from the beginning. I mean, they played us tough at their rink. We knew it would be a battle here, and it played out. You know, we were able to separate in the third period, but for two periods, it was a very, very close-checking hockey game.
I'm looking at the write-up in the Salem News, and 1-1. I mean, you guys, your defense is just consistent all year long and throughout your career as a high school hockey coach, and it was again on this night. What did you say to Pete Silverman after the second period to get him going like he did?
Go to the net. Bring it to the net.
Well, apparently he listened to you.
I mean, he's special. I mean, I honestly think he's got to be one of the best players in the whole state at all the levels. You know, the kid's special. We have a good rapport. I challenge him all the time. He's a gifted kid, but those are the guys you challenge the most, so they can always set the standard. And, he's a great kid, great leader. He's one of our captains as a junior. And he's a difference maker. I mean, I think that was his, I want to say that was his 21st goal last night.
Wow.
And he's got 35 or 36 points in, mm-hmm. 14, 15 games. So, he's certainly playing his best, and he's bringing the best out of our team. And he's been beating the drum all year. And, he's a special kid.
So did he get four goals in the third?
You got four in the third.
That's unbelievable. Now, who does he play with? Who's on his line?
Jack Hayes, who until last night was right with him point for point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we've been adding in players, senior. We have a senior playing with him right now, who's been doing a very good job for us, Colin Banfield. Really good in the face-off circle. More of the third man for that line, because the other two just go and they create. So, but there's been it's been a little bit of a work in progress finding that third guy, because I want to have two solid lines, not just, you know, one and a half. So
mm-hmm.
Finding that other guy is key.
You know, talking from school to school, it's so difficult to have in public schools to have more than two solid lines, you know, really competitive lines. And the other factor is, you know, if you have injuries or whatever may happen because the schools are so small. However, I think traditionally, you mentioned some of the schools that, you know, Danvers and Gloucester, but Winthrop, traditionally, it doesn't matter, man. You pull guys up from, I don't know, kindergarten. I don't know how you do it.
Well, it is that next man up mentality. That's why we practice. We practice very hard. I mean, our practices are all game related. They're not, you know, not many drills. We get right into scrimmages and drills they're going to have, be in that situation every shift of every game. So they become used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have that, you know, next man mentality up, and we lost, like I said, that first and second line was even stronger. We have two forwards out for the year that were playing on those lines, a junior and a senior. And a defenseman that's right there. He was in our top four. So, you know, the guys that have certainly come in secondary roles have really fulfilled it. Because we'd be a much stronger hockey club with those other guys in the lineup.
Well, that's pretty scary. I'm sure the league wants to hear that. Coach, I talked with Coach Hansen a little while ago, and he was mentioning at this time of year, because the kids are so familiar with each other, he's able to work on situational hockey, power plays, four-on-fours, and stuff like that. Do you have that luxury at this time of year? Because special teams, it's so hard to incorporate in public schools.
Well, we have systems days. You know, Monday after, you know, after a day off is more of a work day, correcting what we did wrong from and building up what we did right from the game before. We just had a big complacency talk with these guys today about, you know, you work harder when you win, not when you, you know, when you lose. And I mean, our standard's pretty high, but we'll have on our defensive day, that's when we work penalty kill, you know, a little bit of 4-on-4, box plus one if they pull the goalie, forecheck, defensive zone coverage, D-zone faceoffs. And on our offensive day before game, it's all about pace. It's all about, you know, upbeat, chatter, pucks on the tape, pucks on the net, 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, you know, power play, 6-on-5 if we pull the goalie. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, we have theme days. And you know, like next week we play Marblehead Saturday, we play Beverly Monday, then we don't play again until Gloucester the following Saturday. So that'll be a really good week to be able to reinforce everything that we're trying to do on the special teams.
I want to ask you about changing on the fly, as it's called. When I moved to Massachusetts as a senior in high school from Texas, I knew nothing about hockey, and I was learning about it by watching the Bruins and Montreal and all that stuff. And actually, Gloucester High School at the old Lynn Arena, we'd watch 3 or 4 games a night at the Lynn Arena. And changing on the fly in high school, you know, you watch it in college and the pros, and it's seamless. How difficult?
One more time, Rick, I lost you.
I'm sorry. Changing on the fly in high school. You got me?
Yeah, now I do.
Okay.
I'm down in the locker room here, so it's...
All right. How difficult is it to change up during the action without a whistle for high schoolers?
Oh, it's hockey's hockey. You know, the puck has to be moving on the offensive side. We have to have possession when we dump. Mm-hmm. It needs to get behind the D, so they have to turn and go get it. You don't want to... You'll be changing and put it on their D and they transition and catch you. You know, we keep it off the goaltender so they can't transition quickly. But we have something where we quick up. We'll yell out quick up, and that's the key for them to change across from the benches so the other team can't step on and pick it off. So we change away from the bench on the far side. If we have the luxury of tipping it in and getting it behind the D, then that forward that tipped it is the last guy off the ice for that line. If it's not a good one, they get possession, then he'll continue in, put a little pressure on them so they can't quick up, not fully forecheck him, then he'll swing and come to the bench and get the third forward on of the next line. So, you know, it's all about puck possession, you know, getting it in, getting fresh legs on, and don't get stuck on the ice. One of my biggest pet peeves, you'll hear me bark big time if I have two forwards on, or the same D on through a shift and a half. I don't. You have plenty of time to get to the bench and change.
Yeah. Well, I know that it's all out. That's the thing about hockey. It's all out all the time. So, you know, you got what, 45 or seconds or a little more or less that you can sprint all out, and then you got to change it up. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
I learned so much, Coach. This is amazing. All right, let's talk about the schedule. Marblehead rematch is at Salem State this time, and this is on Saturday at 8, a late game at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was at 4. I don't know why they changed it, but I hate that. You know, I wish we were playing in the afternoon, but it is what it is, you know. It is what it is.
So what about...
Another war. It always is. Well, Marblehead and Winthrop have been rivals for a while, and we always play each other extremely tough, so I'm not expecting anything different. And then we have Beverly on the Monday, and then a week of practice, and right back at Gloucester, which will be, as always, a war, too. So this next week and a half, 2 weeks, is going to really tell the whole story of the Northeast Conference.
Mm-hmm. Final thoughts, Coach. I've been talking to coaches all over the place, and a couple of rinks come up as places that are really difficult to play. And of course, Larson, I think, may top the list. The Graff and the Talbot, and maybe even over in Peabody. That's quite a rink as well. Home advantage, home ice advantage. Does that mean anything in high school?
Sure, it does. I mean, you get your crowd, you get your last change, which is always big. You get match lines, And just, yeah, you feel good about it. You're in your own locker room. You're in your own atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think it does play a part, a small part. I wouldn't say it's a percentage, but it's certainly from, just from feeling comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You create your own hostile environment here if you're on the home team. And I think there is something to it. Obviously, again, for me, it's the last change, getting the right guys on the ice at the right time.
Right. As a strategist, yeah. Coach, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time. Good luck this week. And you know I'm going to call you again.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dale. Be well.
All right, Rick.
Okay, bye-bye. That is Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.